Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has been notified of plans to lay off 65 workers at a paper plant in Park Falls. The company anticipates making the cuts within the next 60 days. Flambeau River Papers say a receiver should be appointed for the company assets, and the goal is to keep the plant operating. If a receiver's sale can't be worked out, the Park Falls mill would be closed at some future date. And the former pastor of a Wausau church will spend 1 year in prison after he was caught in an online child sex sting. 54-year-old Scott Paschke was sentenced Tuesday in Marathon County Circuit Court. Paschke had entered a guilty plea in February. Prosecutors say he will spend 4 years on probation after he gets out of prison and will have to register as a sex offender. A DNR expert says it's not uncommon to find a fawn alone this time of the year, but the best thing to do is just leave it alone. Newborn fawns hide quietly for long periods of time while their mothers feed nearby. A quiet fawn, found alone, is not abandoned, says Amanda Camps, co-chair of the Keep Wildlife Wild team.
And you see just the fawn by itself curled up in the lawn, that most often people think that that fawn is orphaned and that the mother is not available. But in fact, that behavior of a fawn to lay down in that lawn, curled up nice and quiet, and being as still as possible, that is normal behavior for fawns. And even though you might not see the mother, Doe, she is still nearby.
Camp says the best chance of survival for a young fawn is to be quiet and still, concealing itself in its surrounding environment. She says very young fawns are not able to keep up with their mother, so instead she will leave the fawn concealed in a place where she feels it's safe. Camp has a suggestion.
If you find a fawn like that that's just lying down in the tall grass or in the yard somewhere, as long as you leave it alone and you give it some space, try to reduce the human activity, and if you have any pets in your house, try to keep the pets away from the fawn, that the mother will come back for it, and occasionally she might move it to a different safe place.
One exception might be if the mother is killed by a vehicle. Camp says if someone has questions about a fawn or thinks one is injured or orphaned, they should contact a licensed wildlife rehabilitator nearby. Rehabilitators can help assess the situation and determine what is best for the fawn. A directory of licensed wildlife rehab personnel that accept fawns can be found at the DNR website. Put rehab in the search box. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear arguments concerning the extraordinary session held last December by the legislature. Lawyers for the Wisconsin League of Women Voters are challenging everything done during the session. They say lawmakers cannot just call themselves into session whenever they want. That would mean all the laws passed late last year are null and void. Republican lawmakers say there is no constitutional question because they gave themselves the powers to meet then. And Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has big plans for the downtown area as Wisconsin's largest city gets ready for the Democratic National Convention. Barrett is already working furiously to expand the streetcar system called the Hop. And by the time the convention is held in July of 2020, now he wants to spend $5 million on a one-acre plaza, which would include space for retail, a farmer's market, public art, streetcar platform, and bus stop. Tax incremental financing would pay for the project. The weather forecast for the afternoon. Look for skies to remain sunny. A beautiful day forecast with a high temperature near 70 degrees. Then tonight, slight chance of showers late, increasing clouds, low 49. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the morning. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 70. Precipitation chance 60%. Thursday night, cloudy, low of 41. And then Friday, sunny, high near 62, and a bit cooler on the weekend. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.